InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
Mexico is saying that I offered to send U.S. troops into Mexico to take care of the cartel. She wants to know, is that true? Do you think I'm going to answer that question?
That's all I'm asking. We'll see.
I will answer it. It's true. Because they should be. They are horrible people that have been killing people left and right. That have been. They've made a fortune on selling drugs and destroying our people. We lost 300,000 people last year to fentanyl and drugs. They're bad news. Yeah, that's true. If Mexico wanted help with the cartels, we would be honored to go in it.
Well, Trump says if the Mexican president wants U.S. troops, they're going to get it. Mexico is a completely failed state. It's doing an okay job kind of dampening down how bad it really is, but I was able to find hundreds of new insane videos of attacks all over the country that are just continuing on. So this is far from over. As Matt Bracken said yesterday, he's predicting this is a tremor before the real quake. This has been building for a long time. Remember, it sits right at the feet of the Democrats because they have supercharged the cartels in the last 4 years they were in power, now 5.5 years ago or so. And they would even let them human smuggle and deliver the children with just a phone number that they would, the DHS would call and hand the kid over to HHS. So DHS had no jurisdiction. Kennedy exposed that. They would try to hide the name there, and then they would transfer the child, in many cases, to known cartel members. So, absolutely aiding and abetting. So we have that insanity today. We have some big guests I'll tell you about in the next segment. And then the Epstein files are much bigger than obviously just Epstein. It's much bigger than the debate about who's really the bad guys in them and who's trying to cover it up. Those are important issues, but people are losing the forest for the trees. The stuff that we've got, and we should demand to get the rest of stuff, obviously, but the stuff we're getting is just more devil worship, more Aleister Crowley, openly, more killing kids, not even hiding it. And, of course, that he had secret files in storage units across the USA. And then he was under investigation by the DEA for working with U.S. and foreign intelligence, shipping guns and drugs around the world. Hundreds of millions of dollars a year they were tracking. And of course, it was also children and women. But how many thousands of times in the last 18 years, I explained he worked for the CIA and ran airfields in New Mexico, Arizona, Florida, New York, New Jersey, and Ohio was the big one. And it all goes back to Bill Barr and George Herbert Walker Bush. So there is the Republican connection there. And the old Republican Party was absolutely pedo all the way. It was Bill Barr's dad that brought Epstein in the 80s when he was 26 years old. By the time he's 30, he's on the Trilateral Commission. So I told you, and then Mike Benz found all these new documents that weren't even in the Epstein files, but were in public documents, confirming, I mean, all of this last year, we covered it a lot here. Benz didn't specifically accuse him of, you know, drug dealing and weapons trafficking, but what do you think hundreds of large aircraft at different bases are doing with the CIA's protection? I'll assure you they're not conducting cakewalks or church events. So there is so much to get to today. I haven't even scratched the surface. Guess what Ghislaine's sisters were doing and are still doing? Oh, they run the International Computer Systems and the FBI Computer Systems. They actually run them. Did you know that? Huh? Yeah. So, known Mossad agents running the government's computers. We'll be right back.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexshowstore.com, our methylene blue, ultramethylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to thealexshowstore.com right now and get ultramethylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultramethylene blue now at thealexshowstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there. Ah! Yeah!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Lost all across Mexico, Puerto Vallarta, Guadalajara, hundreds of towns, cities hit. It's still continuing. In fact, it's intensifying. Contrary to what national Mexican news is saying, it's not just 25 National Guard that were killed. That's reportedly the first day. My sources say there are hundreds of Army, Marines, National Guard, and police dead. The number could be as high, according to my sources, as 300. And thousands of cartel shooters killed, but their average age is about 16. Absolutely expendable, out of their minds. They usually start killing at about 12. Average life expectancy is about 25. For those that haven't studied history, you take small children and put them into combat. Then a few years, you get about the meanest soldiers you can find with that basically no fear. So that's what you've got is gangs of youth who literally worship the devil. That's part of that cartel. In fact, 40 years ago, only one cartel worshiped Satan. Now all but two do. Officially. You see, we got a Satan problem, folks. We're going to get into all this in great detail and what it really means. But remember what I've been telling you for the last few years and what my expert guests like General Flynn and Matt Brackett and Stuart Rhodes and others have explained to you. I know you're smart. You get it as well, but they're real experts. I'm no slouch myself. I've studied this intensely for 40 years. That there's a new power blocks forming. And Cuba is now allied with China and the Democratic Party. They are manipulating through Venezuela, who controls the drug cartels predominantly in Mexico. And so Trump has put major pressure on Mexico to put pressure on the cartels. And the cartels have said, if you push, we will push back. We will declare war. And then obviously Trump has the different scenarios and battle plans ready, because they are very competent when it comes to military planning, if anything, in the administration, that when this happened, now the U.S. has a plan to go in and take them out. So we're going to be getting into that coming up a little bit later in the hour, and we have some special guests coming on to deal with that. Can I have my guest list, guys? I know it's sitting over here. Maybe the guest list wasn't put in it, but I need it. Thank you. So we have that giant news, and that fits into the rest of the different geopolitical pieces like gears around the world, because we're going into an age of extreme turmoil and change and danger, but also opportunity. And Trump understands this power vacuum because the EU's falling apart, China's falling apart, the whole globalist order, the control is falling apart. He's trying to move in and have the United States reassert its dominance. And it's overall working, but it's extremely dangerous. And the EU is trying to trigger a full war with Russia as a way to maintain control and control the global agenda. And we've got big developments on that front. The Ukrainians are now blowing up the oil refineries and pipelines going into their neighbors, all because their neighbors have said, if you don't stop turning off the oil coming into our countries, how are we supposed to send you energy when you're cutting off the energy to us? And so Ukraine responded by blowing up even more of the energy infrastructure, which is outright terrorism. And they just do this over and over again. So we're going to be getting into that. And it's all tied together. Then we have really interesting stuff that's actually been documented in other studies, but now they've got really high-powered devices that can really measure every form of energy, every form of wavelength coming through our dimension. And so now Princeton researchers, top researchers, have measured ESP waves off of hundreds of people. It's happening with everyone. Some people stronger than others. And that our brains are picking up each other's sixth sense communication, and that people can be in totally different buildings, but then be able to pick up the waves and pick up even who's doing it. And of course, this has always been known. You're sitting there walking through the woods on your own property. You've walked on the property 1,000 times. You feel somebody looking at you. You turn right to where they are. Start walking through the woods. And then about 100 yards down, you see someone in a tree illegally hunting with a bow on your property. And they couldn't even see you at first. You couldn't really see them. You felt you were being looked at. You turned and you walked down and there they were. Then they start climbing out of the tree. Oh, sorry, I'm in the wrong place. That's a true story. I just told you about my grandmother's property. Another time, one of my cousins was hunting on the property and I felt the presence. Driving along on a four-wheeler, all of a sudden feel a presence, stop, turn, look up, 30 yards away, cousin's waving at me in a tree stand. We all know about this. In fact, it's so powerful with the Aborigines in Australia that they've done university studies decades ago that they'll be in mines 1,000, 1,500 miles away from where their ancestral village is, doesn't have electricity and is literally, again, in some cases 500 miles from a town. And they will say, my mother is sick, or my mother just died, or my father is sick, or my brother just got hurt. And they'll say, because they're good workers, they'll say, I got to go. And they'll go, absolutely. And they'll put them on an airplane and fly them there. And every time they're right. The day my grandmother died, and she wasn't even sick at the time, she'd been sick, but she was. The night before, I called my dad. I hadn't seen her probably in 6 months. I said, we got to go see Meemaw in East Texas tomorrow. He said, yeah, I've got a feeling about that, too. I haven't seen her in a few months. He goes, I'll be over to pick you up about 6 a.m. Well, I was on Coast to Coast AM that night, totally exhausted. He comes in, makes me get up. I go, let me take a bath. I don't normally do baths a lot, but I'm like, he's in there. Get out of the bathtub. I say, no, I'll follow you. I get out. I'm about 30 minutes behind him. I was going to ride with him. And he gets to the house right as she's having her last breaths, and I get there 30 minutes after she dies. And it was just like, we have to go see your mother tomorrow, my grandmother. Yes, I know. She's going to die tomorrow. And so what was wild about it is a preacher down the road, wasn't even her preacher, but she taught him in school. She was a school teacher. Forget his name. Really nice fellow, Protestant guy. He felt, he only would go see her like every couple of weeks. He felt she was about to die. And he showed up 30 minutes before she died. And 5 minutes before my dad. And And she's in there saying, yeah, I feel bad for my sons and my grandkids, but I want to turn loose. I want to go. And he just walked her through it and said, it's okay. And because she'd been fighting, you know, all night, not able to breathe. And she just stopped breathing and died right there. My dad came in just minutes before she died. That's the power of this, folks. She's 200 miles away. And I knew. And there's so many other cases and examples of all this. And I know, and I have the feeling, I know it's real, but it's beyond just ESP. You call it telepathy, you call it time travel. I mean, that's how on election night, 2024, I have this feeling Trump will announce at 1:27. And the spirits told me, no, people need to see this. When you have these feelings, you need to put this out. Because this isn't a message from humans. This is a message from God, you know, from the angels, from the ether. I can tell the difference in the feelings. And so I kind of questioned it and said, well, how do I make this not look kooky? Hey, Owen, remember he's in the other studio. I go, on air, when do you think they'll announce he's won? We haven't even confirmed he's won yet. It's like 10 o'clock at 9. And Owen goes, I think in about an hour. He said the time. And I said, 1:27. I didn't think to say the time zone. It was 1:27 exactly, central. And I'd forgot about it. And we were during a break. I was eating some pizza, playing a promo. And Wes, the oldest engineer here, he's been here like 24 years, he comes running out of the break room. And he goes, look at the TV. Look at the time. And the atomic clock flips over to 1:27. We're watching it count down. We got atomic clocks in all the offices. And you can see them right here on the walls. And Trump walks up on stage, everything. And then with 10 seconds to go, says, thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, yes, we won. Boom. And the crew all saw it, but it's like that. It's not like I do that stuff here and there, and then it's ever wrong. It's never wrong. I mean, it's happened to me hundreds and hundreds of times. See, I'm already going there. I said I'd cover it later. Where I get woken up by the presence of the Holy Spirit, and I don't like to sleep with phones on. I like to sleep with clocks in the room. Sometimes, you know, if I'm out of town or something, I'll put one in a drawer and put it on alarm, but it annoys me. I'll stick the phone in the bathroom next to the bedroom off, and I got an internal clock. I really never have a problem waking up, and I'll go, okay. And it's like, get up, go turn the phone on. And I go over and turn it on. Okay, it's going to be, you know, 1:37. Phone boots up, 1:37, okay. And now it's even gotten down to the point like, oh, you think this is some kind of parlor trick. You don't believe this. 14 seconds till it flips. Count down now. But it's like instant, 40 seconds. And I start going 13, 12, 11, 10. And then right when it goes to zero, I'm like, okay, what do you want me to do? Go sit in the kitchen, make a cup of coffee, and open your mind up because we've got important information that you've been ignoring. Because it's the quiet voice of God. It's the quiet voice of the Most High. It's quiet, unless it's like Saul, who God like screams at and knocks him off the horse. I mean, that can happen too. Sometimes God just grabs people and throws them around a little bit. That's never happened to me. It's more of move the Star Destroyer out of the asteroid belt so you get a better transmission. To use a Star Wars analogy. So I said I'd get to that later. I kind of just said it there. But it's really amazing because they can measure them. They can specifically, it's like you can have a detector that, you know, picks up Wi-Fi or picks up magnetic fields or picks up microwaves. We're putting off ultra low frequency. The thing about ultra low frequency is that it goes through things instantly. That's what submarines use to communicate through the magnetic earth on one, like one's on the Pacific and one's up at the North Pole. And then these submarines fire this ultra low frequency system they've had since the 50s. And then at reading stations on the other side of the planet, they have these giant wires laid out on the ground so they can, it basically goes through the earth pretty much instantly. It travels through the water and then the stone, through the magnetic core, molten core, nickel core, right through. And so, of course, it's ultra low frequency. It's not light speed, but it's close. And what they're picking up is just one aspect in the third dimension of the electrochemical cones we have in our brains that they've got studies on that they see are firing information through into another dimension they're seeing wavelengths out of our brain that disappear. Comprende? So, I mean, we're basically just giant communication towers. And our eyeballs and everything, we're down here, creations of God, not God, but made in his image. Basically, we are God's nanotech. We are God's AI. He's the original intelligence. We're the artificial intelligence. We're biological. And we worship him. We love the sunset. We love the birdies. We love our children. We love all this stuff. This is stuff God likes. God likes beef fajitas, folks. God likes the way the moon looks and the sun looks. God likes all the galaxies. God likes us. God likes the sparrow in the field. The Bible says, I love the sparrow of the field so much. Just incredible. And I love you a million times more, to butcher and paraphrase it. And that's why this stuff's all so cool. That's why it's so amazing, because God made it. It's God's artwork. Let that sink in a little bit. And so you're not just communicating with other humans. You have telepathy with, it's been proven, with dolphins, with birds, with cats, with all living things. You have telepathy. And you have telepathy with a tree. So they've had studies for 100 years that if you're loving to a tree and loving to a plant, even if you give it the same amount of water, same amount of light, in the same room, if you go up and tell a plant, I hate you, and scream at it and play Slayer or Slipknot to it, it dies. Seriously. If you play it Beethoven and tell you it love it, it just grows and grows and grows and gets, it starts having babies and everything else. And it starts going to seed. So if you tell a human you love them, see, that's the thing about dogs particularly, is they're extremely psychic. They've done studies on it, like dolphins. And they pick up on everything you're thinking and what you're doing. And you pick up on them. So there's this empathetic, super intense thing. Some people live longer that have dogs because they're sweet and you love them and they come get close to you and everything. But it's all, you're really, you're interfacing with something very powerful. You think just its nose can smell a bandana on somebody and track them 3,000 miles? A bloodhound's nose is nothing compared to its sixth sense. Because every cell in your body is a transceiver. You are a broadcast receiving system. All right, I'm going to stop. I kind of already went there, didn't I? It's a classic Alex Jones. Here's what's coming up today, and kind of the second story. We're into this one. But because I don't really, I plan what I'm going to cover. I don't plan out how I'm going to do it. Other talk shows really do that. Let me start over. I haven't even got to the worst stuff yet. And by the way, I knew this and had forgotten it. So I've told Thomas Sisk, who's a great researcher, and the other great researchers, just keep bringing me everything. A lot of times I've seen it, sometimes I haven't. He goes, did you know that Ghislaine Maxwell's sister runs all the FBI computer systems and counterterrorism systems and the Epstein files? And I went, I did know she worked in cybersecurity for the federal government, but no, I didn't know that. It's all true. You know what the other sister does? Runs the World Economic Forum's security, computers, and technology via into the UN and NATO. Starting to get who Jeffrey Epstein is? Trilateral commission, stand-in for David Rockefeller? I can't go. Go in my stead. You have my full authorization. To use the Tron analogy, you've got Dillinger as the human back, in our dimension, and then you've got the main program that he's got that enforces everything, that's master control. And so Epstein, I knew he was a super gopher. I knew he was, as I explained, real spooks are not in any one agency. They're in everything. And then they kind of are like a symphony conductor or an air traffic controller. I've been saying that for decades about how these guys operate now. It's all over the news because, I mean, I know what I'm talking about. But now it turns out that he was, beyond that, he actually was David Rockefeller's body double, basically. So, you can't make it up. So, we got all that. We got a bunch of AI news. There's more Aleister Crowley stuff in here where they're talking about the cakes of light. Whenever you hear about spirit cooking, you know, that's your witches, their cauldrons, what they're mixing up nasty stuff, including hallucinogens. Look at the Golden Child. It's an allegory with Eddie Murphy where they can't kill the child because it's protected by God. It's a Christ allegory. Unless they can corrupt him and get him to eat the blood of murdered children, adrenochrome. So they put it in the pudding, but he knows it and keeps knocking it over. And so the only other way to kill him is via Johnny Dagger that's made out of a special metal, not of this world. A cheesy movie, but really good to understand how these people actually think and operate. Well, that's what this is all about. So much of black magic is about tainting your food. That's why Pepsi, you know, uses fetal aborted cells of children for their flavor development and testing. And that's been going on 20 years. All of this is about corrupting you. All of this is about cursing you. All of this is like, you know, Gargamel, ha ha ha, the Smurfs, trying to get the Smurfs so he can drain their essence and, you know, become a more powerful wizard. That's every episode of the Smurfs. I watched the Smurfs a little when I was a kid, you know, be over to a friend's house, they'd be watching it. Pretty funny, I like it. So I let my kids, as they grow up, watch older cartoons that weren't as bad, like the Fantastic Four, the Smurfs, stuff like that. Learn a lot from the Smurfs, though. Now there's Gargamel right there. Marina Abramovich, literally dressed like Gargamel, because she's a witch, folks. And she talks about this, and what it is just the cake of light. The cake of light. And at low level, they can't get baby blood. They will get semen and the menstrual blood of the head witch and warlock. And you can read about it on Wikipedia, all about it. And this is so prevalent. This is so widespread that when I was about 14, I got taken to a party in Dallas. It's a rich people's house. They're like, oh, it's kind of a new age thing, blah, blah, blah. You'll like it by this hot chick. It was like 4 years older than me. And then they had all these little cakes and things, and they explained. They said, this is got my menstrual blood in it. And I started figuring out what's going on. What are we going to do after this happens? Oh, we're about to have an orgy? And I'm like, we're leaving. And that was one of the times I've told you about when I got unwittingly taken to these damn things. I have been taken to an Aleister Crowley event. They have tried to get me to eat this when I was 14 years old. So I know what it is when I'm looking at it. Yeah, here they are making it. They make these little white cakes. What do you think witches are doing in those cauldrons? What do you think they're doing with the flying brooms? You want to know? They have sex orgies where they first dance around for hours and hours with the brooms between their legs, and then the witches all go at each other, and you have a sex orgy. You want to know more? Okay, so we want to know what Steve Jobs' widow's doing that owns the Atlantic Monthly, Atlantic Magazine of the CIA, and why she's at Epstein Island and all this. Well, they're playing Bewitched, folks, but this isn't a play. This isn't a game. These are ultra-rich, crazy women. And I can tell you, the richer people are, the more often they are devil worshipers. I'm growing up, man. I'm like, good God, not more devil worshipers. Because they obviously wanted to get me. I was very good looking, very strong, and they could potentially pick up with the future hell, but they didn't get me. They didn't get me. But now I look back, it was 100% eyes wide shut. Hot chick lures an underage man or woman to the event. They tried to recruit me. They tried to Epstein me. It didn't work, though.
We've got to get to a point where we are self-sufficient again, Texas. And when it comes to health, also food, our food needs to be clean, number one. It just needs to be clean. And
Florida has pointed out, put that back on screen, all these major brands have got, like, you know, hundreds of times the glyphosate you should have.
Glyphosate.
Absolutely. Well, your doctor tells us what that does.
Oh, this is gonna change your brain. This is going to set you up.
It erases your blood-brain barrier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really an accelerant or an adjuvant. Absolutely. To everything in there. Explain that.
It destroys the blood-brain barrier. So that's a protective thing that happens between the cerebral spinal fluid and your fluids inside the brain and the things that attack it from the outside. Once that barrier is depleted, then it's subject to all kinds of heavy metals, things that get sprayed from the sky, right? Barium, aluminum, all these things that it protects you from. Why methylene blue works? It does. It counters that. It's.
Oh, let me ask you that. 45 minutes in, you feel it, Doc?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Be honest, though. You got your own special brand. Is this good or what?
No, this is the same effect I'm getting, but it feels right. Yeah, it feels right. Yeah, it's a little easier to take. Yeah.
By easier, what do you mean? Compared
just
to
the way it feels, you know, just going down, drinking it. But it's, yeah. It's
so this one tastes better, but it's as good as the one your doctor gave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, so your doctor must have a good one.
We'll see. We'll go down the road a little ways. I'll text you.
Guys, get him a couple bottles of this. I need Doc Chambers endorsing this.
I'm not getting it for free, but I'll definitely help.
No, you're getting it down. Come on. Free, you're it's amazing.
Hey, this is Doc Chambers here. I'm out in the field right now. Day off from the campaign trail, doing some work. I got things to catch up on, so it's called a refit day. But I'm getting refit with Alex Jones' Methylene Blue. It's pretty good. I got to say, I've been using it on the road since we left the studios. And I've been taking it for a while. I had a traumatic brain injury in Iraq in 2004. There's been a lot of studies out there that show that with post-dementia patients and TBI patients, it's just been used for years. It's just not very well known with regard to demyelination, what it can do to improve your cognition. So that's your brain. Your brain housing these stuff. Hey, thanks, Alex. Appreciate you. We're going to stay on it.
Powered by Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexshowstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Like a laser beam, what I just got into with Princeton ESP, confirmed, registered, read by devices from humans to other humans, confirming the transference of information. Everything that we've known, every ancient culture knew, confirmed. Well, there's many other studies that show the same thing, but now the devices are so powerful, it's so specific, it is conclusive. How does that tie into the occult? What do the so-called elites know that we don't know they've been keeping from us? How does it tie into all the rituals and things being conducted by different intelligence agencies and Epstein and others? Why are they obsessed with poisoning us, dumbing us down? They have now declassified incredible CIA documents from the 50s where they say we're going to put poisons in the vaccines to lower their IQs and make them stupid and more manageable. And then we're going to put other chemicals in the food and water to give them anxiety, to create crime and break down civilization so we can collapse the human system. Sounds like something an alien would come up with, huh? Declassified CIA files reveal chilling blueprint to manipulate Americans' minds through covert drugging and vaccines. It's all coming up. Operation Artichoke. Precursor to MK Ultra. And why is it so important? They say it's to make you dumb and controllable before they slowly murder you. And they do that through the very medical system that's compartmentalized. I don't blame the average person in the medical system. They're good people on average. They're waking up. Can't tell you how many medical doctors I talk to and run into that come to me in public. They say, you're dead on about it all. We've figured it all out. We're seeing a 500% increase in people coming in with heart inflammation. They're totally healthy previously, and they haven't even had the shots. It's shedding. It's spike protein. It's everywhere. And you've got, again, Bill Gates and Epstein going back 5 years before COVID saying, I hope we can pull this off, the new virus we're going to release, the pandemic, and all the power we're going to have. And then we have documents where they already had COVID-19 by name 3 years before in a lab. And people say, oh, you're defending China. No, the Chi-Coms are involved, but it was made at Chapel Hill, North Carolina under orders of Obama. It was a scandal in 2015. So I'm going to tie it all together. With the occult and the new Aleister Crowley stuff that has been dug out with the Maxwells and the left and the Rothschilds and their cakes of light. Now, a real cake of light is semen, menstrual blood, and that of a murdered, sacrificed baby. But if they can't get baby blood, they'll go with semen and menstrual fluid of the high priestess. And then they bake them in these little cakes, and then you eat them. And then you have sex orgy, different things. You know, they can't get a kid. So, Thelema. So, that's what all of this is. This is a religion of our enemy. And they use the aluminum dioxides they spray in the chemtrails, the 5G, all of it in their religion, even if it hurts them, is about hurting you, because with their God demands the death of innocents and the destruction of the species, because Satan comes to do what? Kill, steal, and destroy. Now, before we go any further, I found a Saturday Night Live from the early 1990s. And you talk about predictive programming. You talk about putting it in your face. And I'm not even blaming the actors. I'm not saying they're involved. They're just given these scripts and told to read them. And of course, it sounded absurdist to them, so it's really, you know, hilarious then. But you have a crazy doctor who has delivered tens of thousands of babies, but not one has ever been a boy. And you have an interviewer there from a magazine trying to find out, and they figure it out. And they figure out he's stark raving mad. And he believes men in the world have caused all the war. And so he tells them that, oh, they've just got a genetic defect and that they're really a girl. And then at birth, he cuts their penises off. Now, when you watch this, I could teach a college course just on this 1 4-minute report or piece with Bill Murray and the rest of them. This is what transgenderism is. In fact, get the Frankfurt School clip from yesterday. I didn't play. This is what they pushed in Germany in the 20s. And if you track it back, it goes back to all these ancient texts in the Middle East by different occultic groups that sacrifice humans. Baphomet is asexual, male and female. So it's their religion to overturn God's system, to destroy it. The Great Reset, to build back on the ashes of it. Not something better, but something that is ugly, something that's anti-human. And so this is the Tavistock Institute out of the UK in the 70s and 80s developing this, picked up by the CIA. Jeffrey Epstein in the 2000s saying, yeah, we're about to push our transgender revolution to sexualize the children and get them ready for transhumanism. So you'll accept two men having a baby and then a boy can be a girl. You'll accept anything. It's illogical. Putting men in women's prison, men in women's sports, cutting little girls' breasts off, cutting their forearms off, creating fake penises that don't even work. It's about total absurdity, because in a cult, they have to get you to accept total absurdity, that 2 + 2 = 5. Fuzzy math. First time I was driving down the highway, and I was already on air by then, and I heard Limbaugh saying, they're coming up with a thing called Common Core, where 2 + 2 = 5, 6, 7, 8, or whatever you want it to. I thought it was a joke till I went and checked it was true. And now you look at how wrecked things are, and how most public schools, over half the students can't pass anything. Some public schools, 95% can't pass. Hell, some schools, 99% can't pass anything. So these are people that gave into the satanic mind virus that is an interdimensional system that Princeton has just proven again. But it's not just human to human. We're connected to all living things. There's giving off a resonance with plankton in the ocean when you're swimming in it, and a shark, or a dolphin particularly powerful, or a redwood tree. And the consciousness of God in the universe. So the ancients would worship the mountain because they could feel God coming off of it. The mountain's not God, but it's got God's resonance, like when you bang a bell. So the point is, this is there, and they don't want you to know. The devil's greatest trick, remember, was, oh, he doesn't exist. No, it's that good doesn't exist. But the second biggest trick is, yes, he does exist. 100% exist as a spirit, as a resonance, as a program, as a choice. So watch this. This is one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. I didn't see this at the time because I wasn't a big comedy guy ever. I was pretty serious. But this is, you know, a real Saturday Night Live skit. It says from the 90s. I want to find the date. Maybe we can give it to ChatGPT or Grok and find out. And they're telling you the whole thing here. He's a lunatic. He's crazy. He hates men. And then he even manages the men and controls the men as they grow up. He makes jokes at them that he has mutilated them. And he's a stark raving lunatic. Well, this is who these people are. This is exactly what they've done. So the folks that wrote this script knew this was coming, and it was preparing the mind for it at a subconscious level. Plus, there's a metaphysical rule. The devil has to, in fine print, post what he's going to do in entertainment, in fiction. It's called predictive programming. Because if you tell someone what you're going to do to them, even obliquely, in their black magic schools, and I can tell you from studying the universe and how God works, it's true. They believe they, at least in the third dimension, avoid most of the karma or reap what you sow. They avoid the instant karma. If they could tell you, hey, look out, these cigarettes give you lung cancer. Hey, this can cause a miscarriage, this vodka. If they could put fine print in out there or tell you, hey, these shots could kill you, but you still take it. They believe that they metaphysically avoid instant karma. Because you go around killing innocent people, you're going to get really, really, really bad stuff happening to you quick. And then it's even more complex than black magic, where the devil wants total control so he can protect his people, at least in the third dimension, and say, I can defeat God's karma, at least for a time. You reap what you sow, call it what you want. But you've got to commit mass death and murder to give me more power so that I can control this realm and then block you from getting repercussions. But in the end, like Faust, you find out it was all a big trick and a big lie. But Bohemian Grove and their mockument sacrifice is about escaping repercussions now. So there's rules of the universe. Go to this piece from Saturday Night Live. It's just intriguing. Talk about in your face. Talk about telling you. Talk about tipping your hand. And then I want to go to the Frankfurt School breakdown that a young man did that's excellent, explaining just the modern permutation, the modern roots of where this came from. Here they are back to back.
And you've delivered over 4,300 babies.
That's right.
And they've all been girls.
That's right. They've all been girls.
Well, you know, that's amazing. You know, my assistant back in New York actually calculated the odds of that happening, and it was over 1 in 700 trillion.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, well, the important thing is... Back to the beginning. Maybe good people in the system knew about this and decided to slip it out under the radar entertainment. I've actually seen that happen before. Like Ventura's TV show that I did the research for on FEMA camps and mass extermination with shots. It aired once. They banned both of them and pulled them off the DVRs. But that was a real thing slipped through. And I've seen it before as well. So maybe they were just warning us. But sorry, back to the video.
And you've delivered over 4,300 babies.
That's right.
And they've all been girls.
That's right. They've all been girls.
Well, you know, that's amazing. You know, my assistant back in New York actually calculated the odds of that happening, and it was over 1 in 700 trillion.
Oh, no kidding. Well, the important thing is, knock on wood, they're all healthy and happy. I try to stay in touch with as many as I can. They're like my family. They're my little girls.
I mean, it's like a miracle, not one single boy.
Oh, my goodness. Louise, would you send in the Carters, please? I have an appointment. You're welcome to stay and take some notes. Hello, Janet, Ted.
Hey, doctor.
How's everything going?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
So far, so good.
Well, this is Shelley Barnett of People Magazine.
Hi.
They're doing an article on me. Can you imagine that?
That doesn't surprise me. Dr. Hoffritz is the best.
He delivered all 7 of our daughters.
Well, I have the results of your amniocentesis right here, and I've got some good news. Everything's fine. The baby's healthy.
Dr. Hoffritz, is it a boy?
Now, Ted, wouldn't you rather be surprised in the delivery room?
No, doctor, I'd like to know. Is...
Well, no. It's a girl.
I love girls.
See, Ted really wants a boy. This is our 8th try.
We'll try again.
No, no more.
Doctor, will this one need that operation?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
What operation is that, doctor?
Well, every now and then, a little girl is born with a penis and testicles. And, of course, they have to be removed and reshaped.
It's quite routine. 5 of our 7 daughters have had this operation.
Doctor, what percentage of the babies that you deliver need this operation?
Oh, I'd say 48, 49, 50, 51%, in that area.
Doctor, here are the reports you wanted.
Oh, thank you, Louise. Just file them. Louise here was one of the first babies I ever delivered.
File cabinet.
Louise had a big date last night. How'd it go?
Same old problem.
Well, don't worry, Louise. Mr. Wright's out there somewhere. Well, Janet, Ted, I'll be seeing you next week.
Okay, thanks, doctor. Goodbye. Nice to meet you, man.
Bye, doctor.
Okay, bye-bye. Hey, Ted, buck up. A son is a son till he takes a wife. But a daughter's a daughter all of her life.
God bless you and your work, Dr. Hoffman. Oh,
come on.
Oh, doctor, I gotta leave early today. My electrolysis appointment.
Yeah. Well, of course, Louise, anything you want.
Thank you, doctor.
Well, another little girl. Can you believe it?
Dr. Hoffritz, can't you see what you're doing here? I mean, the 48 to 51%, they're not girls, they're little boys. You have mutilated over 2,000 little boys.
No! No, they weren't boys. They were little girls trapped in little boys' bodies. You see, boys are bad. They have bad thoughts. Sometimes they disobey their mothers. They have to be punished. But what do their mothers know anyway? We're out all night with Uncle Rudy. But he's not my uncle. Why does she call him my uncle?
Thank you, Doctor, very much. I think I have enough material for my story now.
This beautiful, crazy Dr. Jacob Hofritz, the one in a trillion obstetrician whose favorite color just has to be pink, only in People. And say hello to Martina Navratilova's new travel companion. People celebrates people.
Not a world that will be, but could be. The Twilight Zone you live in at the year 2026. All right. And notice he medicalizes them and controls them for life. It's their plan. They admit it. They bragged about it. And you're not living in the prediction of it. You're living in it now. And the people caught up in it are either brainwashed or they're part of it making money off of it. Now, here's Brett Pike, great young man. All of his analysis is dead on history. Musk loves it, posts it, hundreds of millions of views a month. Congratulations to him. Here's a nice little snapshot on the Frankfurt School in Germany that basically modernized all the old satanic garbage that does this. Everyone talks about the perverted ideologies pushed by American schools, but do you know where they come from? Germany's 1920s, the Frankfurt School. By the 1960s, it had completely infiltrated the American university system. Here it is.
Everyone talks about all of the perverse things they teach in school, but no one talks about where these things come from. The majority of public schools push feminism, climate ideology, atheism, critical race theory, and gender ideology on the students. And when you trace the origins of these ideologies, it will take you back to Germany in the 1920s, to something called the Frankfurt School. The school was made up of Marxist intellectuals who wanted to know why Marxism didn't successfully take root in the West. And their ultimate goal was to psychologically transform society through culture, media, and the education system. So in order to do that, they decided to expand Marxist theory into something called cultural Marxism. Whereas Marxism pitted the rich against the poor, through cultural Marxism, they could create infinite divisions and make more people identify with being oppressed. And through doing this, they could use minority groups to seed revolution and overthrow the West. And so they developed critical race theory, gender theory, sexual liberation theory. Well, the Frankfurt School was funded by Felix Weil. And in 1945, he made his way to America. And if you look up the school's key thinkers, most of them made their way to America, including Herbert Marcuse, who would live in America for 45 years, and he would become the father of the New Left. And that's why when they're pushing any of these ideologies, they're really just teaching cultural Marxism. And this is why I tell people that everything taught in school is taught through the Marxist lens of oppressed versus oppressors. And while they frame the discussion as grievances designed to give people power, it's really all designed to take your power away and ultimately cede that power to a small elite ruling class. And this is why I write books on how information is controlled, on what makes America so special. And I teach courses on topics like propaganda, because we owe it to our kids to teach them how the world really works. Check out my private homeschool community. And Cubs to Bears books. ClassicalLearner.com.
I want to get him on the show. All right, we're going to start the next hour. The great Ted Nugent's going to join us to talk about what's happening in our world. Then we've also got Mike Lindell, the latest in Minnesota, and more, all the election fraud news coming out. Now, to viewers and listeners, when you buy products at TheAlexShow.com, they're incredible. They work really well, of course, because I want you to get them again. They're game-changing. You should get them because they're great. But also because we are ahead of the curve on the enemy like nobody else. We got their number. And we're going to expose their operations and never quit and never back down. I will never stop. But I could give out. I need your support. For our legal battles with the deep state and for our networks and for our expansion and for everything we're doing. So please shop at TheAlexShow.com for the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the very best supplements and more. And we have a huge flash sale. I'm told this is only running until Friday because they have a limited supply of ultramethylene red. It's getting close to selling out. It's proprietary. Crush brain fog and unlock incredible focus. Buy ultramethylene blue in the tincture of the capsules, 25% off, and get a bottle of ultramethylene red for 50% off. Only at TheAlexShow.com. Supplies won't last. The globalists want you foggy, tired, and compliant, as I just showed you the CIA document. Don't let them win. The Alex Jones Naturals line is hitting back with the Ultimate Nootropic Power Pack. Ultramethylene Blue skyrockets cellular energy, sharpens memory and mental clarity, and cleans out all your cells like nothing else. Ultramethylene Red, sour strawberry flavor, loaded with active B vitamins, organic type, TMG, ALCAR, uridine, CoQ10, bypasses genetic blocks, MTHER, regenerates nerves, crushes inflammation, boosts mood, focus, energy to insane levels with no letdown. This combo is unbelievable together. To stack them, laser focus and eliminates brain fog, explosive mitochondrial energy, literally skips the oxygenation process, sharper memory and faster learning, mood motivation surge, long-term brain protection, all in one great tasting, rapid absorption liquids, no junk fillers, third-party tested, made in the USA. You've heard medical doctor in here just a week ago. I didn't even know that, or 2 weeks ago, Doc Chambers, Green Beret medical doctor. He's like, I love methylene blue. When I got blown up in an armored vehicle and brain damage, I could barely talk. I did my own research and got on, and it regrooved the fiber in my brain, the jackets, the cells, and boom, I'm back. I mean, it's just like, oh, been on it since 2004. Wow. He loves ours. This is super strong. This is not a game. It's not a joke. Start your position first. Ultramethylene Red's incredible, so is Ultramethylene Blue at TheAlexShow.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air. We'll be right back.
I'm jacked up on the methylene blue. It's the best thing you guys have ever had.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well.
And yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it, I started taking it, and boy, let me tell you something, what a blessing.
I do subscribe to the methylene blue. I feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like I said, I've been taking the methylene blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the ultimate methylene blue. Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now.
I must say that it does a damn good job.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the methylene blue. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
Powered by methylene blue, ultramethylene blue at TheAlexShow.com.